It's now time for the Nick Turturro I Breathe Baseball Podcast. Sit back, relax, and fill your ears with Turturro.
Enthusiasms. What are mine? What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy? Baseball! A man stands alone at the plate. This is a time for what? Individual achievement. There he stands alone. But in the field, what? Part of a team. Part of one big team. Hey, welcome back to the show. I Breathe Baseball. I've been out of commission for a little bit. Just recap what's going on in my life and baseball. It's been a pretty eventful couple of weeks. I finished up managing my little league team, the Oakland A's in Encino, and we had a very exciting playoff run, even though we got eliminated. Double elimination. We lost two close games by one run. And I'll tell you, I want to talk about the art of managing. But obviously, managing a little league team is different than managing a big league team. But like any position, you know, managing is always, you're always suspect to second guess from people, second guess yourself. I mean, it's easier to manage when you're watching from the TV. A lot of times it's easier to manage when you're just a fan because the pressure isn't on. And you got to have a good staff around you. You got to have good coaches, have good, go with your... What I'm learning is, you know what? Usually your first instinct, your first feeling, instead of over-managing, instead of analyzing, and I was guilty of it myself. And even when I get on other managers or I get on, Girardi and guys like that, sometimes it always isn't black and white. And there are other things that come into play. I mean, I had a game where... I forgot, you can't make two trips out to the mound. And my second trip had to pull my pitcher. And I really had no one else to pitch with the game on the line. But I had parents yelling at me, not yelling, parents that have been around that league. And, they're all managers from the stands. You're going to do that? You're going to, I'll give you an example. We were up 5-4 going into the last inning. The other team had the Yankees. They had 9, 10, and 11. So basically, they had their lowest hitters coming up. And my pitcher, I had to pull him because he had a 95-pitch count. Had to bring in a kid that's a great player, but not a pitcher, more of a thrower. And, the pressure got to him. And he went out there, and he walked the first guy. Then I think he hit a guy, and all of a sudden, it's a disaster. And then he balked and he got mad. He got really mad. He had second and third, and he struck out this guy like on three pitches. And he just started throwing strikes. Like he couldn't throw strikes. Then he got mad, and you had 1-2 coming up, top of the lineup. So first and second, I didn't want to walk the bases loaded because then the pressure's on to maybe walk in a run. And the kid who's having a hard time throwing strikes, that was the right move. I was about to let him face the next hitter. Well, this other parent, who will be nameless, was like, "You're not gonna walk him? How could you not do that, Nick? What are you doing? What are you doing?" And I'm like, and I'm listening to this freaking bozo. I had a lot of fans there to myself, my family, and I had friends, and one of my friends from Vegas who came from Atlantic City has been involved in baseball, and he was like, "Nick, you were doing the right thing. You don't want to load the bases in that situation with a kid that can't throw strikes because then you'll walk home the time. It's even take your chances. Listen, you never know. Maybe the next guy pops out. Anything can happen. Or maybe they tie the game. They don't win the game and you get out of the inning and you go to extra innings. But instead, I had already made a trip. He got in my head. Instead of just, calling a timeout or saying something to the catcher, I mean, I don't know. I completely made a big mistake, had to pull the guy, let a middle infielder then pitch who walked the next couple of guys and we lost the game. And, I made a bozo move. But listen, we should have won the game. I had a little outfielder that dropped a ball, a fly ball, where we never should have even came to that. Or if my pitcher didn't walk all these guys, and just threw strikes, we win. But what my point is, managing isn't always that easy. It isn't always that easy. Sometimes when you're not scoring a run, you try to Even that other game we lost early on with less than one out, I sent a guy from third. And I'm always trying to steal a run. I'm always being a little bit aggressive. Sometimes you don't get the call, like in Major League Baseball. You know, they got replays now. So if the ball beats the guy, but you don't get the tag down, you can get that call reversed. But in Little League, you can't get it reversed. You can't get it reversed. You know, it's pretty amazing. I was like watching the scoreboard last night. You know, I was going to my app, MLB.com, and the Yankees were – I was going to the boxing gym, and they were up 2-1. And I'm like, man, they need to win. They need to win because this division is like such – you know, there's four teams that are like at 500 that are like right at the top, and they just needed a win. It was 2-1, and all of a sudden I see 2-2, and I was like, oh, man, they gave up the lead. And then I checked the app again, and it says 2-1. So I figured, oh, the app made a mistake. Instead, I find out later that they had a man on third, the Marlins. This is last night. And I guess he was coming home. It looked like he might have beat the tag. And the replay was not very conclusive. Could have gone either way. But they ruled in the Yankees' favor. And all of a sudden, the score went back to 2-1. I was like, oh, they made a mistake. But it wasn't a mistake. I mean, it was 2-2. But I don't know. What all this replay stuff... It's got me crazy. There's so much scrutinizing with sports. I was just watching the NBA finals. The referees have so much power. You know, now even with the, you know, I don't mind getting the call right. I don't mind getting the call right. But, you know, it's just so much over the top with 24/7. It's annoying with the scrutinizing this and scrutinizing that. Can't we just play the game? Can't we just have some... You know, but you do want to get the calls right. I mean, you know, and instant replay at times is effective, and it is the right, you know, the right decision. You don't want to, like even in, you know, basketball, a lot of times, I mean, some of these calls were just like, you know, I'm not getting off. I'm just saying, you know, guys can dictate. You don't want, you know, calls to dictate the outcome of a game. And that's when you start to go, oh, is this fair? Is it not fair? But anyway, getting back to my point of managing, it isn't as easy as it looks, folks. So, you know, even myself, I mean, I learned a lot. I loved it. I had a great season. I mean, I felt like my team, you know, we were a bunch of misfits, but I got a lot out of them. But you get an appreciation. You know, you get an appreciation for, you know, how hard it is when you have a limited group. And, you know, it doesn't give up my dream of managing more. I'd like to manage more. I really think I have good instinct. But, you know, sometimes you need good people around you, too. You know, I didn't have a good consigliere. I didn't have a good – well, I had one guy that said we should move a guy over to right when the guy hit the ball to the right field. And I should have listened to him. My scouting, I didn't listen to my own. Sometimes you just go, man, why didn't you listen? Why didn't you just act on it? And that's the thing. You just have to act on it. It was just something that it was, you know, it was with me the last couple of weeks. That's why sometimes I need a little time to digest what's going on in baseball and what was going on in my in my own personal endeavor with baseball. And the last couple of weeks, I've just been, you know, watching this, you know, parity keep going up and down. And even as interleague play is starting to get on my nerves, I'm finding all these teams that, you know, I see 19-0, 15-0, 10-0. Sometimes it's national leagues that are destroying them. Sometimes the American League. I just think that's overly done with this interleague play. The Yankees and the Marlins and the Yankees, two games at home, two games on the road. Or now, you know, the Dodgers and the Rangers. I mean, two away and two home. Why aren't the Dodgers playing the Yankees? Why ain't the Yankees playing the Giants? I'm not saying it's all about the Yankees, but certain rivalries I understand. Okay, the White Sox playing, you know, a National League team that's close in their vicinity. I get it. If you're close in that area, if it's, you know, Chicago, Minnesota, or I mean, Kansas City, St. Louis, I get the I-70. I get certain, you know, the Milwaukee Brewers if it's a Midwest thing. But I don't get, you know, the Oakland A's, the Giants, I get that. I get the Angels, the Dodgers. Keep it within that. That's when it's kind of fun. Now it's overdone with teams that you just don't know, you don't care, and you're getting lopsided scores. I think baseball is missing a boat on, you know, keep it within, you know, rivalries that look like that are interesting. The Yankees-Dodgers should be every year. I went to one several years ago. It was phenomenal. It's baseball. The history of L.A., New York, Brooklyn, New York. Come on. You know, I just think baseball's missing the boat on that. Yeah, let's get down to business and see where we're at. I mean, the Astros are still going along. Oh my God, they just called up another rookie. I mean, they're a hell of a story. My God, it looks like they're for real. It looks like they're really, they got a hell of a team here. This is a great story. I guess their scouting was really good. I mean, now there's all this controversy about the Cardinals hacking into this and hacking into the Astros system. So it goes to show you, when you have good scouting, when you have good young talent, and the Cubs are a proof of that right now. The Cubs are coming on. They're starting to – I don't know if they're ready this year, but they're going to be in the run for maybe a wild card. I don't know if they'll get there. But, boy, the Astros, I mean, you know, you go from first to last. They were doing something right. I mean, I can't say the American League is that weak. But, boy, they're winning. They're winning against them, right? And they're winning against the National League, too. So the Astros look like a really good story. Good young pitching, good young team. I don't know all their names. I got to get familiar with it myself. But they're a nice story. And also who's really coming on is the Rangers, the Texas Rangers. Wow. They look like a team that was going to have a fire sale going nowhere. They had a month of May where they're now like in contention. They're two games behind the Astros. And they got some good young arms. They lost Darvish. You know, having a great fielder. Prince is like kicking butt, man. The rest of the team is that they got some young guys that can hit the hell out of the ball. And the Rangers look like, boy, they're going in the right direction. It's good to see Prince hungry again. And really, they're really like someone to watch, the Rangers. So the Rangers, the Astros, the Angels, I mean, they look, you know, like right now fluttering around 500. The A's are winning a few ball games, even though they're way, way behind. But the A's are actually winning some games, finally starting to win some games. Over in the Central, the Royals, are still playing really good ball. They're not running away with it, but they're playing really good ball. The Tigers are kind of like, I think the Tigers are, they're good, but I don't know if the Tigers are going to be in the playoffs this year. I just see, you know, they don't have enough pitching. They do have a hell of a lineup. You know, when you got Miggy Cabrera and you got Cespedes, I mean, they missed Victor Martinez. I mean, but the Royals are, you know, playing really good ball. And the Twins have been a nice story. The Twins have been a good, solid team. You know, you see, when you have a good team and you build around it, you don't need 18 stars, you know. Just look at the Golden State Warriors. They had a star going back to basketball, but they have a lot of good players. And one player can't beat a good team. You know, unless it's a dominant pitcher, you know, like unless you got the Madison Bumgarner. And American League East is driving me crazy because, I mean, my Yankees are just, I mean, they're like, you know, 35 and 30, or they're 40 and 30, and all of a sudden they're 40 and 38. They win 10, they lose 10. They win 12 and they lose 8. Then you got the Orioles who, you know, are coming on. The Orioles are starting to heat up. The Blue Jays are heating up. And it could be an interesting division. I mean, it's up for grabs. The Red Sox have completely bottomed out. No pitching. Can't win with no pitching. You know, added a lot of bats. A crazy, scary lineup, but it hasn't gelled. And listen, you got to have pitching. The Yankees, even right now, if Tanaka holds up, Pineda looks really good. I mean, Sabathia has become like really sort of, you know, CC's been like mediocre, you know, and maybe if they can get Nova back, Adam Warren, and right now they lost Miller for a little while, but Betances is dynamite. I like the kid Shreve. I like the left-hander Shreve. I mean, I like to see the Yankees make a move. I mean, second base and shortstop, it's crazy. It's driving me nuts. I mean, Didi Gregorius and Steven Drew, 170. I mean, you can't live with this, and they need a right fielder. They don't have a guy who could run after a ball. They could bring me out there, and I'll track the fly balls better than what they got. A-Rod, man, he's having a great year. What can you say? This guy is, like, having a quietly great year. And I'm watching him. Like, he's just shortened his swing a little bit. And, I mean, you know, even with all the controversy, even with the PEDs, man, he's coming up on 3,000 hits, and nobody's giving the guy any love. Listen, he gets a big reaction. He's still it puts fans one way or another are interested in him. He's a tremendous talent. I think he should get some accolades. I mean, I understand that, you know, he's definitely tarnished the home run record. But the 3,000 hits, come on. 3,000 hits is 3,000 hits, my friend. This guy can hit. Got a beautiful swing. Some of the guys having great years. Bryce Harper just tearing it up. My God, I said once he puts it all together, watch out. Even though the Nationals are really struggling. I mean, they're not struggling. They're in first place, but them and the Mets, are, you know, they're all around 500. How about Jock Peterson? Oh, my God, this kid is unbelievable. Already a firing. Bud Black went down, so I could see that coming. And, you know, he's throwing a lot of talent, and it just doesn't always gel. Look at the Mariners. They threw all these guys together. You know, it takes time to build a team. Just because you throw a bunch of names in the hat, it doesn't mean it's going to work. You got to build a team. You got to have chemistry. You got to have, you know, cohesiveness. You got to have the right parts that fit, you know. And the Dodgers right now have better chemistry without those guys. I mean, you can see it. They're a better team, even though the Rangers are beating up on them right now. Yeah, Mike Trout, another great year. You know, Pujols is having a good year. Even though an older, banged-up Pujols, he's actually he's got 17, 18 bombs. And, you know, listen, Pujols is a great hitter. Nothing you can give a Trout is another great hitter. It's just – it's not an easy year to, like, just – you know, you don't know what's going to happen. It's a very wide-open – you know, it's up for grabs. I mean, who can say and who can say tell, like, right now what's going to happen in July and August? I don't know. I mean, listen, I hope some teams need to make some moves. I know my Yankees need to make a few moves. I would make for a lot more interesting summer for me personally. But, I'm looking at a book here. It's pretty funny. 1976 is one of my childhood books, you know, Baseball Digest or Smith. Street and Smith's, Freddie Lynn on the cover. My God, $1.25. Wow, this is when I was at the height of my fan career. My God, I was, you just look at the names and the faces. Bob Watson on the Astros, Cesar Cedeno. My God, these guys stick out. Dave Parker on the Pirates. John Matlack on the Mets. Remember John Matlack? Yeah. Mickey Lolich, just going down memory lane for a bit. You know, it's just kind of great. You know, I look at this book, you know, sometimes when I'm in the bathroom, you know, doing, going to the bathroom, I'm reading about, here's Dave Kingman. Oh, my God. Kid Carter on the Expos, Montreal Expos. Bring back the Expos. I'm wearing an Expo T-shirt. I always got to throw back a little nostalgia here. You know, these names, Bill Madlock, Rick Rushel, the Rushel brothers. Wow. My God, Jim Palmer, Ken Singleton, oh my God. Mike Torres, that one year, pitched for the Nolan Ryan, wow, on the Angels. My God, Gene Tennis. Wow, here's Jeff Burrows on the Texas Rangers. Frank Denana. Oh man, Bobby Bonds, who I love, played for the Yankees in 75, but then was traded for Mickey Rivers and Ed Figueroa. Big trade. Anyway, listen, it's good catching up with you. I will check in with you soon. Hopefully, there'll be some big trades. The All-Star break coming up. We'll discuss that. I don't want to see 18 Royals out there. So, fans, be fair. Spread them out. So, hope to see you in Cincinnati at the Home Run Derby. Okay? I'm out.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.